Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We find ourselves in the sun at a famous pyramid, the first one, by a brilliant architect who set the model for all of Egypt. And it leads me to ask you a question. Where is the model for your temple? We gave it to you earlier, and we're going to give you a short channeling today that asks some questions and answers them in a way we never have. Dear ones, the basis of communication with you and God is multidimensional. It always was. Look at the brilliance of the Egyptian history, for they acknowledged that their gods were multidimensional. And it gave them a way to communicate that was beyond that which is three-dimensional. I have been teaching for years of some esoteric attributes that are very confusing. Number one, spirit is quantum or multidimensional, and you operate in three dimensions. And what this means is that communications will come to you in confusing ways. Sometimes it is metaphoric. Sometimes it's very direct. But as we have told you before, the issue is always timing. We have given you many channels on timing, encouraging you not to act too quickly on instructions that may be for the future. But the question is always the same. When? Then you add this, which is very complex. We continue that which we call the Akashic Record attributes. If you had any past lives in any civilization that you go to, what will you feel? And if you feel any energy to the human brain, it says, do something. This is the bias of the human being, that when you receive any energies that seem to be multidimensional, even from your own Akash, you want to act immediately. So you may feel something right now or coming up or perhaps that has happened on the tour. You might even be overwhelmed with something you don't understand. And the first thing you're going to do is to ask somebody, what do I do about it? Instead of perhaps waiting. Now, add to these things another complexity, synchronicity. So you have Akashic energy giving you things. You have messages, perhaps, from spirit. You have the attribute of three-dimensional timing. And then the magic one, synchronicity. Synchronicity is planned chance. Add these all together, dear ones, and you have the most confusing puzzle for a light worker that exists today. What do you do? When do you do it? And so on. I'm going to give you the answer. And it has to do with your temple. The receiver of multidimensional information is your temple. And I ask you again, did you build it? Even in your mind, did you build it? How big is it? Is there joy inside? Or is there self-worth issues inside? Dear ones, the more pristine your temple is, the better you can receive an answer to all of these. Now, there are some in esoterics, and all they do is receive things and act, never understanding that the true receiver to unscramble all of this mystery is the temple. It always has been. There are those cultures who have spent years developing their temple before they were ever allowed to do anything else. When you look at the Tibetans and you realize that the training from birth is the temple inside, this will give you an attitude, perhaps, information that perhaps you need to develop a better temple. This is the receiver, and this will unscramble the messages. Now, be aware of what you might feel in these next 2 days, for this is the magic of communications with spirit. Where do you stand? Do you believe it? Are these just nice thoughts? Or is it your reality? Your decision. But I just gave you the answer to a puzzle many have asked for years. And so it is.